KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 62 with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak Sunday evening arrested a man on a felony criminal mischief charge. 21-year-old Devin Lee Smith of Red Oak was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. for criminal mischief in the second degree, a Class D felony. Smith was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Police in Creston report five recent arrests. Early this morning at around 2:45, 21-year-old Clay Logan Evans of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later released on bond. Sunday afternoon, 42-year-old Jeremiah Lee David Parcher of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was also later released on bond. And Sunday morning at around 3:40 a.m., James Lee Leo Pettit, age 57, of Creston, was arrested for OWI first offense. Also on Saturday, 25-year-old Tyler Douglas Smith of Creston was arrested at around 4:30 a.m. for OWI first offense. And on Friday, 33-year-old Cassie Ann Wilmoth of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. All of those individuals were released on bond. Red Oak police Saturday night arrested a woman on an assault charge. 49-year-old Kristen Marie Hughes of Red Oak was taken into custody a little before 10 p.m. for domestic abuse assault, second offense. Hughes was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office's force was used to arrest a man early Saturday morning. 37-year-old Nicholas Geiskin of Sheraton was arrested in the 200 block of Broadway Street in Clearfield on a valid Taylor County warrant for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. That's a Class D felony. During his arrest, Geiskin failed to comply with deputies' commands and was tasered. He faces charges that include interference with official acts and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. During the investigation, the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office K-9 Hecky assisted and indicated to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle that Geiskin was in control of. Geiskin was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, a felony, and was brought to the Taylor County Jail and held on $10,600 bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. And a Bedford man was arrested last Thursday on an active Taylor County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of theft in the second degree. 28-year-old Adam Sills was also charged in conjunction with an active investigation for forgery. Sills was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $5,000 bond. In other news, the Board of Education of the Griswold Community School District will meet in a special session this evening at 5 o'clock in the Middle School High School Library. The purpose of the meeting is to accept an offer to sell the Elliott School Building and the possible hire of an assistant high school softball coach. The public is invited to comment on either matter prior to the board's consideration of the sale and hire. A decision is expected on both matters prior to the board's adjournment. Leaders of several Midwestern states hit recently by flooding along the Missouri River say they've received assurances from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that the states will have a seat at the table when it comes to river management decisions. The Republican governors of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas's Democratic lieutenant governor all met with Corps officials in Council Bluffs on Friday, the second such meeting since last month's devastating floods. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said the states are considering pushing for formation of a Missouri River Management Commission, similar to the Mississippi River Commission, that would include representatives from the states. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds also said repair contracts for three of the river's largest breaches have already been awarded and that some of the repairs could be finished as early as July. Well, the warmer weather usually means home sales start to pick up, but the president of the Iowa Association of Realtors expects the flooding to have some impact. John Godey says some of the impact may have already been seen in the March sales numbers that were down.
I know there are all kinds of buyers and sellers and real estate agents that were preoccupied just trying to keep their communities from washing away.
He says it's natural the flood response would have an impact.
There'd be fewer showings, fewer listings, fewer pendings just because of that.
Godey believes the impact is just starting.
I think it's going to be a dampening impact. I would be surprised that the numbers would come up. I think it would dampen up the next 2-3 months.
Cody has a real estate agency in Spencer. And Iowans may be getting more door knocks and phone calls lately from businesses and individuals offering to help out with lawn care, tree trimming, and cleanup work. And while many of them may be legitimate, Bess Ellenson with the Better Business Bureau said there are plenty of scammers out there looking to take advantage of you in the spring season.
We always recommend that people get everything that is supposed to be done in writing. So if something happens where you don't get the work that you want done, the work that they did falls through, then you have a little more grounds to fight.
Ellison says one test of a company's legitimacy is finding out if they're insured, as required by Iowa law. If they're not, the business could be shady and you could end up paying one way or the other.
Let's say you've hired somebody to come trim some trees and they're on a ladder and they fall and they don't have insurance. You could be liable for that. You could be liable for their injuries.
She recommends getting multiple quotes for any job you want done and always bring the company out to your property in person to get to the most accurate estimates. Research prospective yard companies at BBB.org. In our funeral announcements, Twyla Tipling, age 77, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Twyla Tipling will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Norma Winters, age 92, of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Health and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Norma Winders will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Jaquetta Barclay, age 88, of West Des Moines, a 1948 Wyota High School graduate, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A mass of Christian burial for Jaquetta Barclay will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Teresa Catholic Church in Des Moines. The Isles Westover Funeral Home has arrangements. News was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.